As the rest of the room sat frozen, Scully finally lost his temper. A childhood stutter that had not afflicted him for 20 years started to return. "I don't trust you, and I won't tolerate a lack of trust," he stammered. When Jobs claimed that he would be better than Scully at running the company, Scully took a gamble. He decided to poll the room on that question. He pulled off this clever maneuver, Jobs recalled, still smarting 35 years later. It was at the executive committee meeting, and he said, "It's me or Steve. Who do you vote for?" "He set the whole thing up so that you'd kinda have to be an idiot to vote for me." Suddenly, the frozen onlookers began to squirm. Del Yoakum had to go first. He said he loved Jobs, wanted him to continue to play some role in the company, but he worked up the nerve to conclude, with Jobs staring at him, that he respected Scully and would support him to run the company. Eisenstadt faced Jobs directly and said much the same thing. He liked Jobs but was supporting Scully. Regis McKenna, who sat in on senior staff meetings as an outside consultant, was more direct. He looked at Jobs and told him he was not yet ready to run the company, something he had told him before. Others sided with Scully as well.